Welcome to the Commitment to Excellence podcast. I'm John Quimby. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I've been a practicing therapist for the last 25-ish years. I am bringing you this podcast as a way to continue to expand my work and pursue the things that I love the most, talk about the things that I love the most, things that I'm most interested in, things that I think can help folks be better at whatever it is you want to be better at, to make a commitment to personal excellence at anything and everything that you choose to pursue. So thanks for joining me. I appreciate folks taking time out of your day to listen, to be a part of what I'm trying to build here. It means a lot to me, and I have a ton of gratitude for you all. Thanks so much. So this is episode 19 of the Commit to Excellence podcast. I'm not sure yet when I'm going to put it out. I'm recording this on Sunday. I'm feeling like I want to do a two-episode week, but I also see very busy weekends coming up. I kind of like to have one in my back pocket to hold on to, but we'll see when I decide to put this out. Either way, this will be episode 19. So I want to talk today about motivation and motivation versus discipline and the difference between the two and why I think they're both great. I've been thinking about this a lot lately as I have struggled a little bit with discipline. Motivation, I'm good to go. Discipline, not so much in one particular area that always has been the one particular area. I've been thinking about this a lot for myself as I've been reflecting on my goals, which will probably be the next podcast. I know I said I was going to do monthly check-ins for me and for you, so that'll probably be episode 20. In episode 19, we'll talk about motivation versus discipline and why they're both super important. So aside from my own personal stuff, I got thinking about this recently. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I have a cousin that lives in Australia. Shout out to you. I know you listen. I appreciate you. I'm not going to mention him. I'll just say his name is Tim. I'm not going to say a whole lot more about him because I don't know if he wants to be outed publicly. He doesn't put a lot of stuff on social media, but he did something super amazing recently that I am incredibly inspired by, which is fueling some motivation for me. And I love seeing what other people do accomplish and like soaking some of that in and making it a part of me and using it for something. And, you know, my hope is that I can do that for other people. I've gotten that feedback with things that I've accomplished in life and things that I've done that I want this podcast to be that. So I want to use this platform to celebrate people that do amazing things. So, and my cousin Tim just accomplished an amazing thing. Like I said, he doesn't put a lot of stuff on social media. I would not know he did this amazing thing if it wasn't for his wife posting it on social media. So, like I said, I'm not going to say a whole lot about him because like he's a quiet professional, I would argue. And I don't even know half of what he's doing. But I like following his family. I have a soft spot for these are the cousins that if I had cousins I was close to when I was a kid, this would be the group of them for sure. And others on the other side of my family, but this, and I wouldn't say we were like super close, super tight. We didn't live like super close together, and we only came together for family things and whatnot. But I for sure have kind of a soft spot for them. I would argue this one in particular, just because of what I have seen him do with himself. Yeah, so I won't say too much more. But anyway, he ran 100K. 2 weekends ago. And I know he's been running for a long time and that it's something that he clearly is passionate about. And I have seen, I don't know what he's done. I have no idea what he's accomplished. I If I recall, I saw some stuff on social media about a 50K that he did a while ago, and I've seen him on trail runs and trail biking and that kind of stuff. So he's clearly active. He's super fit, obviously. But he just recently, he ran 100K, which is, you know, roughly, what, 62-ish miles, right? That is pretty impressive, and that has got to put him in a fraction of a percentage of people on the planet, right, that have done that. It's a pretty amazing accomplishment. So, like, shout out to him, and I know he listens, so I hope you're listening to this. You know, obviously, you know who I'm talking about. And I'd love to talk to you on the podcast someday. Like, I think I'd love to have you on and talk about this stuff. I don't know if that'd be something that you're interested in doing, but a public invitation to you to join me here and talk about this stuff. But in case that's not your jam, when I know that you keep a low profile, I'm just mentioning it here, giving you a shout out. Like, I'm insanely inspired by what you accomplished, and I'm proud of you for what that's worth. And I'm taking some energy from that and trying to use it for myself. And I'm not saying that I want to run 100K, but I'm saying, like, I want to do some, like, I'm not done doing stuff yet. I'm stove up and I'm getting old and I'm for sure overweight, but, like, I'm not out of the fight until I'm in the ground. So I take stuff like this and use it to make myself better. And, I want to do that for you all. But so he did this run, and it looks like he crushed it just finishing it is crushing it as far as I'm concerned, but he did great. He finished well. I found the race and creeped it online and looked at his times, and I'm just like, wow, like, that's really impressive. And like I said, just finishing that, setting out on that endeavor is pretty, pretty freaking impressive. So, you know, I just got thinking about, like, man, like, because I was, like, feeling motivated when I saw it, and I was like, yeah, I gotta crush it, I gotta get after it, I gotta hit my miles today, you know, like, taking that energy and using it for me, which is awesome. But accomplishing something like that takes a lot more than being motivated for an hour and crushing one workout. And I got thinking about how he must have trained for that, and how long did he train for it, and what did the training look like, and, you know, how many months would you say he deliberately trained for that race? And it wasn't like he got up and ran 3 miles one morning or went for a leisurely walk. Like, he'd get after it. I'm assuming, you know, I think he started from a pretty good baseline. I think he's doing this stuff all the time. That's my guess. So I, you know, probably shifting gears to train for this specifically was not, you know, it didn't take the effort that it would take me, right? But it took some effort over time, and being motivated isn't enough. Having a burning motivation to accomplish something like that is not enough. And I think about the things that I've accomplished in my life, like, I mentioned in the last episode that I was on the U.S. powerlifting team, and that was something that took years. You know, I had a fairly fast ascent in powerlifting just because, like, I was lifting anyway. So when I went from I'm training for football to I'm training for powerlifting specifically, there were, you know, some adjustments for sure, but it wasn't... It didn't take me 10 years to make the shift because I'd already had a foundation. It took me 2 or 3 years, I think, of competitive powerlifting to get onto the U.S. team and compete at Worlds. So that was a quick turnaround, but it was a deliberate practice endeavor over an extended period of time. Workout after workout after workout after workout after workout, where I tracked every little thing and made adjustments and went through peaking cycles, and there was no accidents there. Hitting big weights took time to, you know, so you walk into the gym motivated for that particular workout, like, you know, today's a chest day, so I'm gonna crush it, and I'm gonna add 5 pounds to my 5-rep set, and that's what you do over time. So motivation maybe gets you through that one workout. It takes discipline to get you through 3 years of workouts. It takes discipline to finish a 100K race. It takes discipline to train for a 100K race. Motivation might get you through the front door. Discipline, it takes discipline to get you to the finish line, right? I bet there were moments in time during that 100K where he wanted to quit. Like, why? He probably questioned why he was doing this. I don't know. I'd love to talk to you about that, because and hear what your thought process was, because that's a sustained effort over time, and it's a different kind of discipline, I think, that gets you through a race that takes hours and hours and hours versus an endeavor that takes you years and years and years. But it's the same process. Like, motivation gets you in the door, right? Being motivated got me through the front door of the gym. It took discipline to get me to world championships in Bratislava, Slovak Republic, right? Motivation didn't get me there. So there's a lot of people out there that talk about motivation not being helpful, that it's discipline that is what you need. And, you know, for me, it's discipline that I struggle with currently, you know, and not in terms of my training and whatnot. I've got that where it probably needs to be. It's discipline in terms of, like, my food intake. But so let's talk a little bit about, I looked up the definitions of motivation and discipline. So here's what I found from the Oxford Dictionary: motivation, the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way, the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. So you got to have motivation somewhere along the way. I'm not of the mindset that motivation is completely useless, right? Discipline, the definition of discipline, so it's a longer and I think more complex process. So there's more to it. So here's what I got for discipline from the Oxford Dictionary: the practice of training someone to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct. So, like, you're disciplining your dog, you're disciplining your kid, right? That's not how I mean it. Obviously, the controlled behavior resulting from discipline, we're getting closer. Activity or experience that provides mental or physical training. So, like, I'm training in the discipline of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right? I'm not, but I wish I was. A system of rules or conduct. And then here, so this is the verb: to train oneself to do something in a controlled and habitual way. I think habitual is the key part of that, right? You're making it a habit. So getting up early every day, that was for me, that I somewhere along the way I decided that was a key to being the person who I wanted to be. Not that I was ever a late sleeper, but I've trained myself over time to get up early. I get up at 4:30 or earlier every single day. I might give myself till 5 on the weekends. If I'm up super late for some particular reason, I might kick that out a little bit. If I'm sick, I'll kick it out a little bit. If I, you know, the day after I had my surgery recently, I think I slept till 6 that next day. You know, I needed to rest and take it easy, so sleeping was an easier thing to do. But generally speaking, I get up at 4:30 every single day, even on the weekends usually. That's a habit that I've trained myself to have that, you know, now really it doesn't feel like it takes me a lot of discipline at this point to do it. I think of motivation, you gotta have, like, it's the spark, it's the fire, right? And it can be for whatever it is that you're focused on, your goals, your objectives. You want to do 100K, you want to bench press 300 pounds, you want to, you know, whatever it is you want to do. You want to write a book, you want to, what is it that you want to do, right? Like, I've written a book that maybe I'll do something with at some point in time. Motivation's got the first words on the paper. Discipline got me to, I don't know how many words it's sitting at right now, somewhere around 55,000, something like that. So it's not done yet. It will take more discipline to finish it, right? Probably even more, because the hardest part is coming, where I, you know, dig in and refine and add some of the science and references and that kind of, like, that's going to take discipline to do that stuff. The writing of the bulk of the outline was the easy part, probably. But still, I, every day, for I don't know how long it took me to do it, I could find out, but every day I wrote 1,000 words. That was a rule that I set for myself. It took motivation to start that process. It took discipline to finish it. It will take motivation to start it back up again when I get ready to do that, and it will take discipline to finish it, right? It takes motivation for me to get my weight to a healthy place, which I have done before. I have done that before. It takes discipline for me to sustain it and maintain it. Why I do not have that discipline, I'm working on finding that insight. And I have it in, like, pretty much every other area. While I'm for sure not perfect, like, getting in the gym has never been a problem. Doing miles on the treadmill or outside, never really been a problem as long as I can remember. But not eating an extra 1,000 calories between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night is just really hard for me to do for some reason. For me to get a handle on that and hold the handle, it's going to start with motivation and finish with discipline and be sustained with discipline. So I'm just thinking a lot about that. And I've heard, again, like I kind of alluded to before, I've heard a lot of people say that motivation is useless. I'm calling BS on that. I don't think you can have discipline if you don't have motivation. You've got to have that spark. And I say find it wherever. I have gotten the spark from lots of places in my life. And I have used that spark to help me build and sustain discipline, right? With things, with like my training and any time that I have maintained healthy eating patterns over time and maintained lower weight, and that I get little sparks from people. I get a lot of that, and I see a lot of value. I get a lot of that from Instagram. I get a ton of value. I feel like Instagram just tends to be more positive, and it's about, you know, it's about people getting after it. And sometimes I'm sure it's always people that are just putting the best out there. Like, I got that. I know that not everybody's perfect. Not everybody's life is great. It's not always easy. But I don't really care. You know, like, I love a good David Goggins rant video. I love it. I get a ton of motivation from people like Jocko Willink and, you know, Jordan Peterson. There's a lot of places that I draw spark from, right? And then I use that to fuel my discipline. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know a lot of people will talk about discipline just has to come from inside of you. And ultimately, I think that's true, right? But if you can get some fuel for that fire, if you can get some spark from somewhere outside, like, get it. I have had a lot of people tell me, and I'm not at the pinnacle of physical fitness currently, but I've had a lot of people tell me that my daily Instagram and Bookface posts about my workouts and my training regimen have got them back into the gym and have, there have been days where people have didn't want to go to the gym and they saw that I had got a workout in and they're like, oh man, like I got to go get a workout in. And there's nothing wrong with that. I get that myself. There's people that post the same kind of stuff and I'm scrolling in the morning and I'm like, oh, so-and-so got his workout in last night or this morning or what, like I got to go get mine. Like there's nothing wrong with drawing a spark from that, but you gotta use that spark to build the motivation. I think you gotta get clear about your goals and refine the discipline. And why get the discipline, right? Like so many people talk about this, I guess add me to the list. And I, for a little while, I sort of naively thought that Jocko Willink sort of coined this, the discipline equals freedom term. And he certainly has made it very popular. If you don't know who Jocko Willink is, you've got to know who Jocko Willink is. We'll talk more about him because he's one of the, his book is one of the books in my book review lineup. So we'll be going through that book at some point in the not radically distant future because it's one of my favorites and it's on my must read list for sure. It's one of my most gifted books, which I think is a cool thing to look at. But he talks a lot about discipline equals freedom. And I've probably read 100 other books where people talk about it too. They might not quite say it that way, but what does that mean, right? The more disciplined you are, the more freedom you have in every way, right? Think about it. The more disciplined you are with your money, the better you are with your money over time, the more you can do whatever the heck you want with it at incrementally, right? Like at different points in time. If I had $200,000 in the bank, which I don't currently, but if I did, I could do, if I wanted to take a week-long vacation with my family, I could do that. I have the freedom to choose that option because I have exercised discipline over time. He talks about it a lot in terms of working out and getting up early in the morning and with his food choices, right? He says if you eat disciplined, really clean, 80 to 90% of the time, just do that. That's your standard operating procedure. Eat clean 80 to 90% of the time. You can eat whatever you want 10% of the time. So on Christmas or Easter or your birthday, if those are the only times you eat stupid food, you can eat stupid food whenever you want that way, right? If you exercise that discipline 80 to 90% of the time, you do whatever you want. Same thing with your fitness regimen, right? And it's even, like, so clear with that, right? The more fit you are, the easier it is to do whatever you want to do, right? There's an obstacle course race that I have done one time in my life, a handful of years ago. I was able to do that because I was in pretty good shape at the time. And I've wanted to do that race my entire life, or my entire adult life. I wanted to do this race. I signed up to do that race at least 5 or 6 times before I actually did it. So I paid a $80 to $90 entry fee every year for, I don't know, 5, 6 years in a row. I only did it once because I felt like I could physically do it that year. And I did. I was super pumped at how well I did. I think I finished in the top third, hundreds of people that did. And I got after it. I gave it my all because I wanted to see what I could do. I didn't sign up to do it this year because I'm just physically have had a rough 2-year stretch here. I'm going to do it again, but it's going to take discipline to get back to that, to do that race. I had the freedom to do it that year because I was in shape enough so that I could do it. The better physical fitness I am in, the easier it is for me to chase after my daughter. I talk about her all the time. My son, I talk about him less just because he's away in college and I can't chase him around all the time. I would if I could, obviously, but he's kind of far away. Maybe hopefully getting further away here next year. Not that I want him far away, but I want him to go to this other school. He's looking at transferring for a variety of reasons. And I hope he does. But if he doesn't, that's, you know, that's his choice. But anyway, like, the fitter I am, the easier it is for me to chase after my daughter and work out with her and keep up with her and be the support that she needs me to be to help her excel. I help coach her travel team right now. The fitter I am, and, you know, I'm not right now super fit, the more I can do for the girls. There's some days that I'm doing stuff and my back's killing me and my knees are hurting. And, you know, if I drop the 50 pounds that I want to lose, I'm going to be able to get after it all day with those girls and help them be the best that they can be. Discipline equals freedom, right? So it's a great saying. I know, you know, Jocko gets all the credit for it, but there are, you know, it's not a novel idea. People have been talking about that for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, right? The more disciplined you are, the freer you are in every possible way. So I am striving to live my life with a high level of discipline. I look for it everywhere. I look for, like, fuel for the motivation to do that from everywhere that I can find it. I encourage you to do the same thing, right? What we give our attention to is where we get results. It's what we're focused on. So if you're giving attention to your motivation and to your discipline, you will be more motivated and therefore you will be more disciplined. So that is, you know, this talk today is, well, it's, I'm pouring gas on a fire, right? Like, I saw my cousin crush that event that I, in somewhere in the back of my head, I'm like, man, I would love to be able to do that. And I'm not much older than him. I'm a few years. I feel like I'm 3 or 4 years older than him. So he's got a little bit of youth on me, but not a lot of youth, right? Like, he's in his 40s. And he just crushed that 100K. Like, it's so awesome. So I'm taking from that. So if you're still listening, cousin, thank you for doing that. I think I am so pumped by your accomplishment. I wanted to share it with the world. I hope you don't mind. I didn't say a lot about who you were, but I want to. Like, I want to tell people about you. I want to talk about it. I'm super pumped for what you did. I'm super curious. Like, what else do you want to do? What are you going to do? Where do you get your discipline and your motivation from? Like, I would love to hear about that. And I want to hear about that from anybody. So if you're, you know, there are probably people that I know that are doing cool stuff and I don't know what you're doing. Like, tell me what you're doing. I would love to talk about it. And I will draw some energy from that and use it to be more awesome. Because that's, like I said, that, you know, I say in every intro, this show is about helping me make a commitment to excellence, to be the best that I can be. I want to use that for you too. I want to help you be the best that you can be. I want to encourage you to think about your motivation, but using that motivation to turn into discipline, building intelligent, thoughtful, deliberate habits over time. That is what discipline is. Intelligent, thoughtful, deliberate habits over time that get to a point where you don't have to think about them very much to make them happen. Maybe you have to find a little motivation from time to time. On this particular day, I don't want to do this workout. It's a grind to get through it, but I get through it. And that is where the discipline comes from. That is where excellence is created. I think I mentioned in the last episode, I know I went through my day, but like yesterday, my daughter had a rough, like a busy couple of days, just a lot going on, some intense soccer games just stacked together, and she played hard. She had some tough defensive assignments. I think she plays offensive and defensive midfield. That's a thing, I think. Soccer's not my jam, but I think offensive and defensive midfield, like, offensive especially plays offense and defense. Like, that's what she's a midfielder. But she, like, she's a defensive machine. And Friday night, she played a hard game. And then Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, she played two more hard games. And she was matched up. This is co-ed soccer. She was matched up on the Saturday morning. She was matched up on the team she was playing. Their top offensive male player. She just one-on-one him. And he scored, he got past her once early in the game, scored a goal. And then she shut him down after that. I mean, like, he couldn't do anything. She made him look silly. Like, it's probably the best because he's pretty good. He's not as good as he thinks he is, but he's a pretty good player. He's in eighth grade. My daughter's in seventh grade. She just owned him the rest of that game. It was super impressive to watch. So anyway, so she played these three games. She didn't get to bed till after 10 o'clock Friday night, played two games yesterday, and then sat around and watched her friends play some games and cheer them on. And it was an awesome day. She was tired after that. Like, she played hard. Like, she just went full bore. She had very little left in the tank. So after soccer was done, I was like, all right, we got to go pitch. You need to get a pitching workout in. You got to get. And I had something pretty elaborate plan for her. And I could see right away, like, that weren't going to happen. So I was like, all right, let's just get through your progression. Let's get, you know, 50-ish pitches in. And let's get a good workout in. And she did it. She didn't complain. But I could tell she didn't want to be there. She was tired. But she did it. She crushed it. I don't know if it took motivation to get through that or discipline for her. Here's what I know, though. She built discipline by doing that. She increased her ability to sustain her intensity, her energy, her performance over difficult times. And you know, for those of you who don't know what tournament softball looks like, it's 2 or 3 days of back-to-back games. The better you play, the less back-to-back the games are, but still, they're back-to-back games. So you could theoretically be 6 or 7 games into a tournament in 2 days in 90-degree heat in July, and it's muggy, and, you know, like, that's where you could be, and she could be in the circle for that last game to be the winner or the first loser in a tournament. And we had that conversation and she was like, yep, you're right. I got this. And she crushed it. So, I mean, she's building discipline. I don't know if she knows it or not. I talk to her about this stuff all the time. I try to pour as much gas as I can on the fire of her motivation and her work ethic and just her commitment to excellence, right? She's going to be better and stronger for that. There are things that she can accomplish because she knows, like, I can do hard stuff. I can perform when I'm tired. I don't just go home and sit on the couch, she got home after the workouts and she was beat. She had lunch. Her and my wife went out, had to do some, she needed some like spring, summer clothes or whatever. So they went shopping, got it done, came home, and I made dinner for them. We sat on the couch the rest of the night and we watched softball and hung out and talked and joked around, and it was awesome, right? So she had plenty of rest and she had a good night of sleep last night. As soon as I'm done recording this, she's going out to the gym with me. We're going to get a workout in, and she's gonna do some pitching and hitting buckets, and we'll take a break. We'll have some lunch. We got travel ball practice tonight. Like, that kid just gets after it. And I don't, if you're thinking I'm cracking the whip and like dragging her in, like, I don't have to do that. Like, little nudges tops. Like, she's just got another gear that most kids don't have. And I hope, I like to think she's got that gear because I've helped her find it. I haven't given it to her. I haven't forced it upon her. I have exposed it to her, I think, and asked her to look for it and asked her to find it. And she does it on her own. And it's pretty impressive. And I'll say this, I'm not sharing the story because I think she's the greatest anything in the world. She's not. There's always a bigger fish. There's always somebody better. but she grinds, and it's just so easy to see this stuff in a kid, right? Through a young person's development. It's so easy to see it, maybe a little harder to see it. And we all think it's important in a kid, right? We look at a kid and we're like, ah, it's probably more important for us to have that too, in whatever it is, right? Like, and I know it's hard to have it in a thousand different areas at the same time. I'm evidence of that. Because it's, you don't have to look at me for very long to see where I lack discipline in my life, right? And I'm a little ashamed of that, to be honest with you, because I fancy myself a disciplined person. And, you know, I want to be excellent. I want to be the best that I can be. So I have a glaring deficit. I got to fix it. But it's up to me. I will find the discipline, I will find the motivation and build the discipline, or I won't, because I choose it. It's my fault, nobody else's fault but mine. It's your fault too, right? What in your area? I bet you've got something. You're sitting here listening to me talk about my something. I bet you've got something where you're like, I know I lack discipline. Maybe you drink too much, maybe you don't sleep enough. Maybe you don't work out enough. Maybe you eat crappy too, right? Maybe you give 50% at your job. You get away with it because you can, right? Like, you can get away with it. But should you get away with it? Are you cheating? What are you cheating yourself out of? You don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know what you're cheating yourself out of. You don't know what you're cheating your company out of. You've got something that you want to give a little bit more to, that you know you can give it. I bet you do. I don't think there's anybody listening to this that's like, you know what, I'm just dialed in and I'm perfect. I'll say it, like, I'm close. Like, I think I'm off on one thing. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you're like, oh no, you're off on a couple of things there, buddy. I got you. I understand. But the things that matter to me, which is what matters in the end, then the things that I think matter most to my family, it's one thing. I need to figure that out and do something about it. You've got a thing. What is it? Like, find the motivation, create the discipline, dominate it, fix it. Don't let it hold you back. I'm working on it. I hope you are too. I hope you enjoyed this ramble. I sort of did. I enjoyed talking about this. I love thinking about this. And when I talk about this stuff out loud, like, I'm working stuff out in my head. I want you to do that too. I hope that you're making a commitment to excellence, to be the best that you can be at anything and everything that you choose to be great at. Thanks for listening. Give the show a review on whatever platform you're listening to. There are two things you can do to help me. If you are willing and able, it's give the show a review and share it on social media. Those are the two best things that you can do to help me. If there's anything about you that's like, you know what, I dig on that Sean, I like what he's doing, I'm proud of him, I want to support him, give me a like and review, subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to, give me a review, and share the show on social media. Check us out at a Commitment to Excellence on Facebook and a Commitment to Excellence on Instagram. I do more with the Instagram just because I like the gram. I love the gram a lot. But check us out. Anyway, if you made it to the end, as always, I appreciate you very much. I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for you. And I hope very much that you are in the process of making today a great day.